Micha Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Gimel, running now towards the very end of Sefer Micha, a glorious Sefer, a literary Sefer. He's a contemporary of Yeshaya, and his mastery of language parallels that of the great Navi from whom so many of our Haftaras come. And we have seen Klal Yisrael from the lows to now the highs. B'haysa ha'aretz lishmama, says Pasuk Yud Gimel. The land will become desolate together, al yosheveha, with its inhabitants, miprima al alehem, because of the fruit of their deeds. What land is this? Rashi Radak said, we have not left the nechama, the nichum part of the sefer. Rather, these are the lands of the other nations, because of the fruit of their deeds, miprima al alehem, that they tortured and attacked Klal Yisrael, that they oppressed and harmed Yisrael. That's prima alehem, not focused on our sins, but on the sins of all the goyim who would see us dead. Yudalid re'ei amecha b'shivtecha. Lead your people with your rod, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Micha to the Lord. Lead your people, Israel, from their exile. Tend them with the staff like the shepherd tends his flock. What is the great symbol of Moshe Rabbeinu? Is the mate asher b'yodecha. That mata is very important because it's not a staff of a weapon, of a spear, of a sword. It's a staff of a gentle leadership that one uses. Occasionally you got to whack them upside the head, yeah. But you're not going to deal a death blow with that staff. You're using the shepherd's crook as a way to guide Klal Yisrael. Tzona nachalosecha, the flock of your inheritance. That's us. We're the shepselech. We're the sheep. Tend to us like a shepherd tends with mercy and with kindness to his flock. Shochni livadad. The flock that dwells alone. Often you go wandering off to go and find pasture land. Shepherds are lonely fellows. But in this case, that we're going to dwell alone without any other nation simultaneously occupying Eretz Yisrael with us. Imagine Eretz Yisrael with no Arabs of any kind, except those who have accepted a certain righteous outlook, the Yisros of the world, the Druze of the world now, not including the Druze who helped perpetrate pogroms back in 1829, mind you. The forebears of the Druze, unfortunately, felt much like the other Arabs of the region. But hopefully we're past that. But Shochni Levadad, we're dwelling in absolute security. Ya'ar Besoch Carmel, a forest in the middle of a fruitful field. So those who were desolate in the forest and isolated now can dwell in the middle of the Carmel, the fertile land, the settled place. If you dwell alone in the forest, you don't fear the wild beasts. You're just like as if you were in the middle of a field, which is a secure place. Yir'u vashan v'gilad kimei olam. They will graze in Bashan and Gilad as in the days of yore, as in days of old, as in ancient times. Very fertile pasture areas on the eastern bank of the Yarden, where Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe lived. So Yemei Olam, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave them that chelek. So, imagine a land flourishing with greenery and peace and security and the Jewish heritage that stretches way back. Tesvav kimei tseisecha me'eretz Mitzrayim. As the days of your exodus from the land of Egypt, the greatest days of the Jewish people, with miracles, with no hester panim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu striding the land openly before us. Ar enu nifla'os, I will show him wonders. Him, the people collectively. Some say, some of the Acharonim, 1600 say it first to Avraham Avinu, who saw in the Bris Bein HaBesarim all of the galus, and now, and at that time, Avraham Avinu saw wonders what happens when the galus ends. Rav Chaim Vital says it's Moshe Rabbeinu, through whom he leads the Jewish people out of exile. Ultimately, the great figures of Jewish history who foresaw the times of exile are going to see the redemption from it. So all of our historical figures, all of our tfilos, everything is going to come true. And then finally upcoming, the end of Sefer Micha. Or not the end of Sefer Micha, I stopped one puzzle too early. Yiru Goyim V'Yevoshu. Nations are going to see and they're going to be ashamed, Mikol Gvurasam, of all of their might. Gog u'Magog and everybody who are going to gather against Jerusalem are going to be ashamed of the fact that they relied on their incredible military prowess, as in the case of the Six-Day War, where disaster after disaster happened to them. Yosimu yad al peh, they'll put a hand upon their mouth. They won't be able to speak. They won't have any answer. Aznehem techerashna, and their ears are going to become deaf when they hear of the good fortune of Klal Yisrael. The last thing that they want to hear is that good things are happening to the Jewish people. They can't cope. They can't take it. They'll wish that they couldn't hear when they hear only good things about Klal Yisrael. Try to imagine all of the anti-Semitic out there who are so empowered right now having to hear good things about what happens with Klal Yisrael. They wouldn't be able to cope. And now we're going to get ready to finish off Sefer Micha next time.